This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
In Acts chapter 2, verse 2, "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each one of them." These men and women had a unique experience. They had an experience they could see. Now, when you receive the infilling power of the Holy Ghost, chances are you won't have that experience. I didn't have that experience. I didn't have a tongue of fire set on my head. I didn't hear a rushing mighty wind. I just received it by faith. But I have since learned that when Paul came into existence, the book of Romans, God gave him a whole new revelation. He told Paul that nothing was to be done by sight anymore. Everything was to be done by faith. That's what Paul preaches. When he began, he starts in the book of Romans, and after he tells us about the bad things, about all the people that don't believe in Jesus, he starts talking about this new faith walk. By faith, we have to receive everything by faith. The law of faith. Everything is now by faith. Faith, we don't see it. We don't feel it. We have to just believe it. That's why so many people in the kingdom of God, children of God, never get their healing. Because just like they don't receive this magnificent power of the Holy Spirit, it's because they don't believe what's written in the book. People go around all the time, depressed, defeated Christians. Oh, because my parents treated me like this, or because I didn't get a hold of this, or because I hadn't been blessed with this. If you're a son of God, if you're a daughter of God, you're a child of the King, and everything in this book belongs to you. Everything. When you get in this book and learn what belongs to you, you can't never have another day of depression. It don't make any difference what anybody tells me. Somebody can tell me you're no good. I could care less. I don't like you. I hate you. Hey, that don't have any effect on me at all. Not at all. Because I know I am a son of the King of the universe, and I work directly for Jesus, and all these mighty blessings and all this power belongs to me. All I got to do is act on it by faith. And when I do, this is the way we're going to receive the Holy Spirit. This is the way we're going to receive our healing. This is the way we're going to receive our finances. This is the way we're going to receive everything. We're going to do everything by faith. Now then, these men, they went to Jerusalem, and the Holy Spirit came, and he came, and they got to see great and awesome power. They saw these tongues of fire come up on their head. There may have been other experiences like this since that day, but I've not seen them. Many people have seen God do great and awesome things, and I've seen him do great and awesome things. But everything I do by faith, and it is written. Now then, in verse 4, it says, and all those people that were there that day, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and these people began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. These are things that can come upon you. Some people will tell you that if you don't talk in tongues, you didn't get the Holy Spirit. I'm going to tell you that's not true. There is times that when Paul received the Holy Ghost come upon him. It didn't say he spoke in tongues right then. Later he did. And that's the way it happens to lots of us. But it makes no difference. You got to believe by faith that you got these things or you won't never get them. That's why so many Christians go through life defeated, because they don't believe the promises of God. But now then, in Acts chapter 4, it says, "And when they had set them, in the midst, they asked, by what power?" Now, after the Holy Spirit came upon these men, Peter, he done great and awesome things. Now, Peter was a great apostle. But he was the one without the Holy Ghost. He denied that he even knew Jesus three times. That's what's wrong with us. When we don't have the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. We don't have the power to do what we need to do. So whenever Peter was confronted, do you know who this man is? No, he didn't know who he was. He denied Jesus three times, even to the point of calling down curses upon himself. I don't know the man. But he did know the man. He was lying, but he didn't have the power of the Spirit. Now then, after this Acts chapter 2 experience of the infilling power of the Holy Spirit coming upon Peter, Peter went out and preached the gospel, and thousands got saved, and then he began to do miracles. He now, just like Jesus, Jesus didn't do any miracles until the infilling power of the Holy Spirit came upon him. When the infilling power of the Holy Spirit came upon him, he began to do miracles. He turned the water into wine. He began to do great and awesome signs and miracles and wonders. You won't be able to do those either without that same infilling power of the Holy Spirit. You have to have the infilling power of the Holy Spirit before you can do miracles in the name of Jesus. But Peter got this. And then in Acts chapter 4, he had done a great and awesome miracle. And he says, and when they had set them in their midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, listen to what it says here, Peter filled with the Holy Ghost. What did he have? The Holy Ghost. This is what you'll have to have. Without the infilling power of the Holy Ghost, you can't do nothing. Now, you may be born again. You may have been raised up in a church like I was. I was raised up in a Southern Baptist church, and they didn't even tell me there was such a thing as the baptismal power of the Holy Ghost. In fact, unfortunately, some of the preachers preached against it. But it's unfortunate they didn't know the truth. I didn't know the truth. So for 35 years of my life, until I was almost 40 years old, at least in my late 30s, never saw an answer to prayer. I never saw God do a miracle or anything. But once I received this same Holy Spirit that Peter had, as Peter was confronted here, this awesome miracle he done, I myself, in the name of Jesus, especially as I've increased my knowledge and my wisdom in the Word of God by my dedicated study of this book in the last 20 years of my life, and especially the last 10 years of my life, I have seen God do some of the most awesome miracles, awesome things. One man raised from the dead. Only one. But that's one more than I'd seen before. And miracles, backs, you name it. I have prayed for people and seen God do awesome, awesome, even creative miracles. I've seen him do mighty miracles, signs and wonders. But I didn't have that power until I had the Holy Spirit. So it says here, after he had done this mighty miracle, they wanted to know how he done this. It said, Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to this impotent or sick man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of the builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other name, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved or healed. Now that word there, saved, is the word sozo. And that word sozo means saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. That word is the word that over 20 years ago set me free. When I learned by faith the revelation of the word sozo, after I received the infilling power of the Holy Ghost and with the knowledge of the word sozo, I not only was saved, but I received Jesus as my healer. You said, well, if you receive Jesus as your healer, I'm going to receive him as mine. Well, you can do it, but you're going to have to do it by faith. If you don't know the words, you don't know what it means, if you just speak that out of your mouth, you don't have that in your heart, it will not work for you. That's the whole thing. You got to study God's word. You got to know the word. You've got to have the faith or the knowledge of the Word of God in your heart, or these things will not work for you. They just won't work. And I know people try. I see people all the time, especially people that get sick. And then you begin to teach them the Word of God. They say, well, I'm going to try that. I see it's written in God's Word. I'm going to try it. No, you don't try the Word of God. Trying the Word of God never brings results. Doing the Word of God brings results. God is not a wishy-washy God. He is a faith God. And if you get this hidden in your heart, just like Peter, by faith in the name of Jesus, he commanded this sick man to be healed after he had received the infilling power of the Holy Ghost. With that power, the Holy Ghost came upon him. And now then he had the power to take a man that had been sick and lame all of his life, and the man was healed. And everybody was amazed. Well, Peter was amazed that they didn't believe it. But he has something they don't have. He has the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. Without this mighty power, you can do nothing. So these men threatened them as Peter went. They said, after he said, neither is there salvation. In other words, there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. When people tell you you can be saved by some other means or some other person, I'm telling you that's a lie right out of the pit of hell. People will tell you, oh, there's God. You know, he wouldn't be so narrow-minded that there's only one way to heaven. Well, let me tell you, God is that narrow-minded. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, I don't care who you are. There is no other God. No other God. If your God's name is not Jesus, people says, well, my God was the father of Abraham. Okay? Maybe your God was the father of Abraham, you think. But if your God was the father of Abraham, then his son is Jesus. He doesn't have another son. He only has one. And his name is Jesus Christ. And he is the King of kings and Lord of lords. So don't let the devil deceive you. There's only one God. There's only one Jesus Christ. There's only one Holy Ghost. And that Holy Ghost is the one that Jesus sent, and he baptizes you in that. Now then, these men, they commanded Peter to not speak in his name. They didn't want him to speak because there was great and awesome power. When these men saw that the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that these men, and they marveled because they knew they had been with Jesus. Now, when you have been with Jesus, when you spend time with Jesus, when you wake up in the morning talking to Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Father, when you go to bed at night doing the same thing, when you are spending time with God, if you will do this, the same power that was on Peter will be on you. Now, these men saw this great and awesome power, and these men commanded Peter that they not speak in the name of Jesus. Now, when you start doing something for Jesus and the Holy Spirit is upon you and you start doing powerful things, I'm going to guarantee you there's going to be people that's going to come against you, and many of them will be in the church. But don't let it bother you. Just remember, without the Holy Ghost, you can absolutely do nothing, but with him you can do all things.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.